It did more than that. It destroyed the vortex.
But it might at that, the lensman went on thoughtfully. It could very well be that only one special force exerted in the right place relative to the home station generator could bring the vortex into being. But how about that heavy stuff common to both planes or phases of matter?
Synthetic, they say. They're working on it now.
Thanks for the dope. I've got to flit. Got a date with Haynes.
I'll see Cardine later, and I'll let him get it off his chest.
And the lensman strode away toward the Port Admiral's office. Haynes greeted him cordially. Then, at the sight of the storm signals flying in the younger man's eyes, he sobered.
QX, he said wearily.
If we have to go over this again, unload it, Kim.
22 good men, Kinnison said harshly. I murdered them. Just as surely, if not quite as directly, as though I brained them with a space axe.
In one way, if you look at it fanatically enough, yes, the older man admitted, much to Kinnison's surprise. I'm not asking you to look at it in a broader sense, because you probably can't.
Yet.
Some things you can do alone.
Some things you can do even better alone than with help.
I have never objected, nor shall I ever object to your going alone on such missions, however dangerous they may be. That is, and will be, your job. What you are forgetting, in the luxury of giving way to your emotions, is that the patrol comes first. The patrol is of vastly greater importance than the lives of any man or group of men in it.
But I know that, sir, protested Kinnison.
You have a peculiar way of showing it, then, the Admiral broke in. You say that you killed 22 men. Admitting it for the moment, which would you say was better for the patrol? To lose 22 good men in a successful and productive operation? Or to lose the life of one unattached lensman without gaining any information or any other benefit whatever thereby?
Why, if you look at it that way, sir.
Kinnison still knew that he was right, but in that form, the question answered itself.
That is the only way it can be looked at, the old man returned flatly. No heroics on your part, no maudlin sentimentality. Now, as a lensman, is it your considered judgment that it is best for the patrol that you traverse that hyperspatial vortex alone, or with all the resources of the Dauntless at your command?
Kinnison's face was white and strained. He could not lie to the Port Admiral, nor could he tell the truth, for the dying agonies of those fiendishly tortured boys still racked him to the core.